Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Clive Frederick Palmer, isn't that man everywhere at the moment?
Is that actually his middle name, or did you make that up?
Nah, born March 25.
You got his Wikipedia page open, don't you?
I absolutely do. Good morning, Frederick. I tell you what, you
Freddy
haven't
boy.
Got to go far, around to hear from old Freddy boy.
No,
the last few months, it's an election year.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you see him, you hear him. Even if you close your eyes and block your ears, I'm sure he'd find his way into your brain somehow.
He'll be in your bathroom. He'll be walking out of the shower one day and he'll be passing you the towel. It's going to happen. But you're right, billboards, television, radio. The text messages, absolutely everywhere. This is the ad you probably would have heard a lot.
Australia ain't going to cop it. No, Australia's not going to cop it. Ours is not going to cop it anymore.
Couple of things. One, doesn't really make sense.
No,
number
what are
two,
we not copying?
Exactly. Awful sound quality.
And not a great singer. Like, with all the millions that he boasts about having, you'd think he could have paid someone that was a little more talented.
Yeah, couldn't you get, I don't know, someone? Like, I don't know, Russell Crowe, or he had a band, didn't he?
Jimmy Barnes! I don't think anyone would agree to do it, but...
Not true.
You think he could have gotten someone better.
But I thought, it got me thinking, like, because we're all hearing that ad, if they were a bit more accurate, like, what would they actually sound like?
Mm.
So I went along and I actually made some of my own Clive Palmer jingles.
Oh.
The first one addressing the influx of ads and billboards we've been bombarded with.
Everyone loves my ads and billboards, and those text messages you didn't ask for. Gonna buy some more with my millions. I'm so rich, yeah.
You should have paid you to do them. That's a way better singer.
I honestly, and this is not because I've got tickets to myself, I think I'm better than the actual ad.
It's not hard,
just
but yes, you are.
That's not hard. That's just me looped on like a multi-track. Not hard at all. The other one, of course, he set up Queensland Nickel,
yeah.
And, you know, he was at the helm when that whole thing went belly up. A lot of entitlements not paid in Townsville, which really sucks.
Mm.
But I thought that's maybe something he could address.
Definitely.
Through the medium of jingle.
I'm the guy who set up Queensland Nickel, and I swear I'm not a dill pickle. Didn't pay those entitlements, but he still vote for me.
I didn't pay the entitlements, but I'm a good guy, so vote for me, okay, when the election comes around.
Not a dill pickle.
Not a lot rhymes with nickel, okay? Let's not get picky at the jingles,
that.
All right?
I really enjoy
Don't
it.
Take your frustration out on the jingles, all right? Don't take your Clive Frederick Palmer frustrations out on the jingles. Last but not least, of course, the other thing he's really big or known for at the moment is the Titanic 2 thing. He's
yes.
making the freaking Titanic.
Because, you know, the first one went so well.
Yeah, that's right, because that ended so well. So I thought maybe he could talk about his whole making of the Titanic in jingle form.
Yeah, the first Titanic's a failure, but what the hell, I am Clive Palmer. Gonna build Titanic 2, maybe they'll make a movie out of this one too.
Never let go, Jack.
Never let go, Clive. Never let go.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I went out on New Year's Eve, like a lot of people would. It's a normal night to go out for a bit of a party to celebrate bringing in the new year, as it be. And I went to the Cactus Saloon Sky Bar for New Year's Eve, which was brilliant. It was really nice.
Yeah, good spot.
And
good
sitting
view,
around.
Lots of fairy lights.
Yes.
Good drinks.
And they had a great package. It was a really beautiful night. So we're there from, 8 o'clock till 1 a.m. or something ridiculous. And I went up to the bar at one point in time. I went up by myself because my partner was there, obviously, but I left him sitting down and I went up by myself. And I had this young guy try to chat to me at the bar. And I'm like,
oh, you're like,
still got it. And so I was on a little bit of a high because he was having a chat. And then all of a sudden, he broke my heart. So this guy, I don't even know his name, I forgot it purposefully because I don't ever want to remember this moment after today.
Let's call him the jerk
because we're having a bit of a chat and he's like, oh yeah, having a good night. I'm like, yeah, having a good night. He goes, oh, how old are you? And I was like, oh, it's a bit rude to ask a woman her age. How old are you? And he's like, I'm 20. I'm like, whoa, yeah, I'm 30. Nah. And he goes, what are you doing here? And I went, pardon? And he goes, why are you out partying? I'm like, I'm sorry. Is 30 too old to be partying on New Year's Eve? He goes, yeah. Why aren't you at home with the kids?
Oh.
And I just, my jaw hit the ground.
Mate.
My jaw hit the ground and I just stood there staring at him and I just went, excuse me? I'm like, I don't have any kids. He goes, what? You're 30 without any kids?
So did he know, like, did he even realise at this point that he was being, like, incredibly rude?
No, he had no idea. Ooh. He was actually dumbfounded by the fact that I was 30 years old, had no kids, and was partying. Like, that is not what a 30-year-old does. How dare you be here with a drink in your hand?
So what happened then?
I walked away.
Right. Because it could have ended worse for him. He could have ended up with like a mojito.
Down his front.
You know, down his front.
No, I walked back to my boyfriend. I sat down and was like, oh my God, am I too old to be here? And he's like, what are you talking about? No, I'm the same age as you. And then I was looking around. I was like, maybe I am.
Nah.
Maybe 30 is too old to party.
Have I
missed that memo?
My opinion on this is age is but a number. Like if you still feel it, go out and party. Go your hardest. But that said, I don't practice what I preach. I was a father at 29, so just shy of 30.
And you're at home with the kids on New Year's Eve.
I was very much at home with the kids on New Year's Eve.
You were doing what you're meant to do.
And like it or lump it, like a lot of people say this, like, oh, you want to have kids, you know, I'm going to keep partying and keep living my lifestyle. It doesn't happen. It never happened. It just can't happen.
That's too hard.
29, becoming a father, that did end my party days. Absolutely. So,
well, 13, 12, 16.
I don't think you are too old, but it did end it for me.
I'm throwing it out there because I think I've missed the memo that 30 is too old to party. And I think, like, I'm now worried that every time I go out, I'm being judged. 13, 12, 16 is 30 too old to party.
Give us a call, Townsville. 13, 12, 16 is Townsville too old to party.
Do I need to buckle down and have some pop some kids out?
I'm glad you didn't. I thought you were going to tell the story too about how the button popped out and your boobs were hanging out all New Year's Eve.
They were not. I found a pin in my bag. Thank you very much.
Boobs everywhere, guys.
Only for 20 minutes.
It was a happy New Year. Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, what do you reckon? Is 30 too old to be partying?
Mate, I'm 50 odd, and sometimes I went out with I've been out with people 30 and friends at 30. I had my father. He died at 78 last year, and he was out, he used to go out when he was 70.
Wow!
Good on him, defying the naysayers. I love that.
Can you out party the 30-year-olds?
Oh, a little bit older probably, but you're only sitting there drinking and people watching.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right. I'm just picturing all these 30-year-olds going, we got to go home. And Mark's
I'm
like,
so
nah. I'm going to the cow. I'm kicking on. I wish Bullies was still open. 13, 12, 16. Candace is here right now. Candace, is 30 too old to party?
I'm 30 with two kids. I don't go out anymore, but the 30-year-olds that can, I would.
Oh, so if you, just hypothetical, we know you love your kids, but if you didn't have any kids right now, would you be out partying on New Year's Eve?
Definitely. I'd be overseas somewhere, hopefully.
Going to Vegas.
But good on the people that are 30 that go and do that.
Thank you, Candace.
I like that Candace is backing you up, but it doesn't bode well for you that the two people a bit over 30, a bit older than you here, like we both go, yeah, you can still party, but we don't.
Yeah, that's just wishful thinking on your part.
That's right.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
The tennis, the Australian Open, is underway for another year. I say it every year. I'd love to go. Love to go.
Same.
Wednesday.
I have a towel from the Australian Open. My mum went, so she brought me back a towel because she knew I wanted to go so bad. Yeah, but it's got the Australian, like it's the one that the players use.
Yeah, but she bought it.
They didn't use it.
I got real excited.
Doesn't have Rafael Nadal's sweat on it or anything.
You can't clone Federer.
Damn it!
I watch it every year in Melbourne and I go, oh man, it just looks like a really good carnival of tennis. And I'm a big tennis fan. Spew went to here last night. He's not Aussie, but I always love this guy. Roger Federer has been kicked out of the Australian Open. He was defeated in four sets last night by Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. I practiced.
It's a tough name. Yeah, he poor guy, because we were hoping for another Grand Slam.
He's won it four or five, maybe even six times. He's won the Australian Open a hell of a lot, Roger Federer. This is him talking to the press last night. There's been comparisons. Like, a lot of people are saying this Stefanos Tsitsipas plays like Federer did when he was a much younger man. And this is him addressing that last night.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, he has a one-handed backhand and I used to have long hair too. So, Maybe a little bit, sure.
He's like me because I used to have long
so
hair.
Did they get his sweat and they've cloned him? Is that what's happened to you?
Yeah, they got hold of Gabby's mum's towel. But it's gone from bad to worse for poor Roger Federer, because I don't know if you've seen this video that's doing the rounds, but it was just a day ago, so a day before he was kicked out of the Australian Open. This video has emerged of Roger Federer being refused entry into the Australian Open because he didn't have his lanyard on.
He's like the most iconic tennis player of today. How was he refused entry to our Grand Slam?
So here's the stats. He's won 20 Grand Slam singles titles.
Yeah.
He's won it 20 times.
That's huge.
There, I was right. 6 Australian Opens he's won. He has been the world's number one ranked male player for 5 years.
Wow.
Yet a dude named Barry, who's on 20.
Where's your ID?
You're not getting
in,
mate.
Where's your pass?
Get back out.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's Golden Plugger.
We're doing some awards this week. We are awarding Golden Plugger Plus.
Yeah, that's going to get old real quick, isn't it?
So right.
Yeah, Flaming Galah.
We are looking at iconic Aussie things, though, aren't we, in the lead up to Australia Day? So today, in particular, we're looking for the best pie in Townsville.
Yeah, we want to celebrate the most Australian stuff Townsville has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, we got our Art Attack on, Gabs and I, and we made a trophy, which we've called the Golden Plugger.
Yes.
And it's a proper plaque and everything.
Yeah.
Got a plugger that we spray-painted gold. And we want to award it to different businesses who are just going above and beyond to make this town, to make this country great.
Yeah, and we have some awesome Aussie things out there, don't we? Like, we're known for our lamingtons, we're known for our meat pies, for our sausages, we're known for our pavlova, even though that's not technically ours, for our cold beer.
That's like one of those things that, like, anything good from New Zealand?
Russell Crowe, we claimed him, and then we took him back.
Like Crowded House.
And then we claimed
him. They're good?
Yeah.
They're Australian. Or born in New Zealand. Doesn't matter.
Australian
as.
Lord, I'll claim her.
Yeah, Lord, she's an Aussie. She's Aussie as.
Yeah,
but today we're after Townsville's best pie.
Yeah.
So we've been taking votes all morning on our Facey page, Hit 103.1 Townsville. But we'll open up the phones now, 13, 12, 16. Where do you get Townsville's best pie? Nominate the best pie now, because we're going to give the Golden Plugger to a pie maker later on today.
There's so many options when it comes to pies. Could be a local corner store, could be a local bakery, could be a service station. Yeah. You get a good microwave pie at the servo. Mrs. Mac. She could be nominated.
If a Mrs. Mac wins, or a 4 and 20, like great at 3 a.m. when you're, you know, been on the...
It's very Aussie though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but mate, I don't want it to win. But there's a lot out there. There's Feelings, White's, Northwood Grocers.
They
make a sick pie.
But it's hard when you go there because they've got so many flavours. How do you pick one?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Chuck Wagon's popular.
Yes.
There used to be a mob in Townsville. I don't think they're here anymore, but they were called Pucker Pies. And there was one on Kings Road, is it? Next to Castletown. Mm-hmm. And one in Anoomba too. Oh. They were called Pucker Pies.
Pucker
Pies. And they were fucking amazing.
Yeah, you got to be careful saying that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you do. I said P, all right? Don't write letters. Man, where's the best pie in Townsville?
Daisy.
Where's that?
Yeah.
Near Dean Park, across from Central Park.
Oh, yeah. Daisy's, it's almost like a little hole-in-the-wall style setup.
Yeah,
hey,
tiny,
like
tiny
very
tiny
small.
Little yellow thing.
Yeah. I've never been there. I've driven past. Actually, I think maybe I have been there. Has it got Cowboys memorabilia and stuff inside?
Yeah.
Yes, I have been there.
Nice.
Flags
definitely
and
the best pies in Townsville.
Yeah, sweet. All right, man, thanks for the vote. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Good morning. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thanks for having us back. Where do you think the best pie is?
Feelings pie, and it's in the Burdekin.
Oh.
Feelings pies, but the Burdekin shop.
Oh, the Burdekin shop. You Townsvillians need to drive down to the Burdekin and grab a Feelings pie from down here.
I'm not against driving an hour for a pie.
No, there's very few things I would drive that far for, but a good meat pie is definitely one of them. Thank you for the vote. Thank you for the sweet comment. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Kiara.
Oh, hi.
Where's your favourite pie?
Alligator Creek Sorbet.
we've got a couple of noms for that on Facey as well. Alligator Creek Servo.
Darling, do you know, do they make their own pies or are they just like Mrs. Max ones that they warm up or are they actually made there?
Made there.
Okay. All right, good. There it's not is. Mrs. Max.
I take back my negative comments, re-servo pies. Christy, where's the best pie, mate?
The pie shop in Margaree.
Pie shop in Woogaroo.
Is that what it's called, the pie shop, or is it?
No, the pie stop.
Pie stop.
Oh, the pie stop.
There you go.
Stop. Pie time.
Get your hammer pants out.
Yeah. Do the crab walk to get a pie. Thanks, Christy. Good on you, mate. Keep the votes coming through, guys. You can vote all day at our Facey page, Hit 103.1 Townsville. The golden plugger. We'll give it out later on today at Hit 103.1.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
This Friday, Gabs, it's the 25th of January. The day is going to mark exactly a year since the Townsville baby boom when 20 babies were born in one 24-hour period.
That's a lot Townsville of babies. Townsville
It broke all sorts of records at the hospital. And to celebrate this a year on, one of the mums, Emily Clark, she's organised a bit of a get-together with the mums and the babies. She's on the phone right now. Morning, Emily.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Tell us about this awesome reunion that has happened recently that you helped organise.
Oh, yeah. So we had, I tried to get in contact with all of the 20 mums, but obviously that is probably a bit impossible. But, yeah. We organised a Facebook chat and organised to go to Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Because we've all got birthday parties happening this week. Because obviously they're all born on the same day, so I had to try and manage the date between all the birthday parties.
You should stay in contact with some of the other mums. You could cut birthday party costs and just have all ins.
Look, I didn't know why we didn't do it before.
20 babies on the one day. I've got to ask, when you were actually giving birth to your little girl, did you know something was different about that day? Like, did you know it was that insanely busy at the Townsville Hospital birthing suites?
Look, I knew we weren't being attended to the way that, I don't know, there was just things that were taking longer and, but I had my own room. I had an electricitarian booked in, so I had no idea.
Well, that's kind of lucky because I would assume that there'd be some mums still waiting in the corridor halfway through labour, waiting for a room to become available. It's like when there's a lineup at the club for the toilets. It's like, come on, hurry up.
Yeah, no, they had some mums down in the, like the kids ward and we had, you know, different nurses coming up to obviously take over from the maternity nurses. So, yeah, we had everyone in our ward.
Could you imagine the midwives at the end of the day? They would have just gone home and be like, don't talk to me. Just pour me a wine. That's
all I want. Well, yeah, my midwife had another one of the babies born on the same day. Big shout out to Mel from MGP. You're amazing.
That's great.
So beautiful. And I love that you're keeping in contact and making sure all the kids celebrate together. That's adorable.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, it was so good to see them all, you know, not running around yesterday, but they were all crawling all over each other crying, yeah.
The photo of you and the mums and the nine, like half of the 20 babies born in one day all together in one spot. It looks fantastic. One of the busiest days in the history of Townsville Hospital.
Yep.
It was January 25 last year. So cool to mark the occasion. Emily Clark, thanks for your time and good luck for the next 12 months. Terrible twos on the way.
Thanks, guys. Good luck for the year.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.